the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focused on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So this week, we've been talking about ways to streamline your life. And today, I just want to really wrap up everything that we discussed this week. The first thing we talked about on Monday is just purging things that you have at home. And so the suggestion is donate the stuff that you don't need. It's liberating when you get rid of it. You help other people. You can even get a tax write-off if you handle it the right way. So do what you can to get some of the clutter out of your personal life. And when you talk about work, you also want to eliminate clutter at work. File things that are important that you're going to need to reference again. Act on those things that you can act on and get done very quickly in the form of emails or memos. And then delete things or throw them out. Just get rid of them. Get them off your desk. And periodically go through and review the things that you save and make sure they're still all relevant. And what you'll find, I'm sure, is that most of it won't be relevant anymore. And then at that point, you can delete it. When we talk about activities, stop doing activities that don't serve you. If you don't like it, if you're not good at it, find a way to offload it. If you don't like cleaning your house, find somebody to clean your house for you. Make it a goal. Just get it done. If you don't like inputting data at work, see if you can find somebody to take care of that for you, to get it off your plate. See where you can delegate it. But stop doing those activities that don't serve you and look for other ways to use your time. Think about a system that you can create for yourself that will help you to stay on track. What could you do on a weekly basis? The suggestion earlier in the week was to put it on your calendar, have a session an hour long just to organize your office and your desk. You can do the same thing at home, but figure out a way to build it into your schedule so that it happens and it becomes a routine for you. Because if you let it go for a month or two, then it becomes an overwhelming task. But if you can do it every week, it becomes much easier. It just becomes part of your life. But remember, you want to make sure you have the energy to do it. So you put it in, set it at a time of day when you know you're going to be productive, when you know your mental state will be in the right place so that you can get it done. The point here is this, is when you are overwhelmed, you're stressed. And what we're talking about and what we've been talking about all week is reducing overwhelm in your life. If you can reduce the overwhelm, you reduce the stress and life gets better. It's that simple. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator on a daily basis, I would ask you to subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. If you like the content that you're getting here, I'd also recommend you take a look at my book. It's called Adjust Your Sales. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at Barnes & Noble, or you can get it electronically either in the Kindle store or in the Apple store. But the point I want to make to you is this, is I would just love that opportunity to help you, to get you where you want to go in life, to help you reach those desired goals. And all it takes is a commitment, a commitment to get here for a few minutes a day. So before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for today and for this weekend, just think about some ways you can streamline your life. Think about what you can do at home, what you can do at work, and if you're successful in reducing the overwhelm, the stress will fall away.